Welcome to another episode of the Career Report. We are Tim and Christina Madden. Hey, every day we break down what's really happening in the job market, who's hiring, who's firing, right? And what trends you need to know right now. We got a great episode for you today, Christina. They just don't even know. I got a list of notes. So, hey, whether you're in a job search, leading a team, just trying to stay above, these market shifts that are changing daily. This is the Career Report, is your go-to source for real-time insights and straight talk.
Tim, I have to interrupt you real quick.
Go ahead, Christina.
I have to interrupt you really quick and let you know that we are also live on Instagram. So anybody who's not been able to catch these on LinkedIn, be sure to stream on Instagram. We have over 25 people just tuning in to hear everything in regards to the job market, how to land your interview, and convert interviews to offers. So hi, ECU. This is our first time streaming live in two platforms. So let's go.
And we already live over on YouTube and LinkedIn, Christina. But
we're on three platforms.
Instagram as well.
This is how you get jobs, guys. You have to be loud and be everywhere all the time.
Absolutely. And that's where I wanted to start with you, Christina. That was like the last sentence before you said, we live on Instagram, was, hey, what I was saying was, today we're talking about some real talk. Guys, we are not sugarcoating stuff for you today. That the message we have for you today, Christina, I put a title to it. And the title is, you are your own biggest obstacle, right? Holy, you are. So I'll kick us off and get us started, Christina. This is a business conversation, but I know it's going to apply to what we're talking about today. I heard Brandon, our mentor, tell a story about their, it was a husband and wife couple that were stuck at a revenue target in their business for 20 years. They said, are you ready? It's impossible. We're doing everything we can, right? But there was other people there, right, in their market that were doing more. But they were in this fixed mindset of, we can't do more. As you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, they sold that business. Someone came in, 4X the business in 12 months. I think what the problem is some people are still unwilling to change for whatever reason, and it's holding them back so freaking much. Where would you like to start, Christina? Because I got a page of notes.
Well, I will say it's always you versus you. It's always starting with what's going on upstairs, like in your mindset, and getting really, very clear on what it is you want, what it is you want to achieve. And we're going to dive into some mindset philosophy as it relates specifically to interviews. Is that what you want to dive into?
Yeah, I got topic number one. I think it's a good place to start. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So I'll just start with the topic and maybe we can both go into detail. Number one, refusing to ask for help, thinking you can figure everything out on their own. And I want to start with this. So the topic is, refusing to ask for help. It's like, why people don't do this in other areas of their life, right? Like check this out. We joke, right? If our air conditioner breaks down, Christina, okay, we're calling somebody, okay? You might tell me to go fix it, but let's be honest, I don't know what I'm doing, right? So why would we just sit? Are we going to sit here with just a broke AC, a broke heater when it's cold outside? I don't know. If we're unable to get in shape by ourselves, are you not going to hire a fitness coach? If you can't get your finances in order, are you not going to have someone help? Why do they make life so difficult on themselves? And we're not just talking about the career thing. We're talking about just life in general.
Yeah.
People ask us how we've had so much success. And it's like, are you ready? We're going to let you in on the ultimate hack of life. Like, is everyone ready? We get help in the places where we need help. That is the secret, ultimate hack. Don't tell everyone. Okay.
Well, it's also, I think that people, maybe especially when you're climbing the corporate ladder, and is my audio good on this?
It sounds really good. Yeah.
I need to get a microphone like yours, but, you carry this, like, I got to do it all on my own thing. Like, that's a whole belief and that's a whole mindset that people carry, from a very young age. I got to do it all on my own. Like, it's not okay to ask for help. There's like guilt and shame even in that. And then there's resistance to learning new things and truly believing that you can do everything all on your own all the time. But listen, like, I'll just go back to what my mentor says, which is a really giant way of thinking, but stick with me because It's so true, but empires weren't even built alone, right? Like even some of the most amazing kings and queens in history, they needed people and information and resources and help to build like really big things. So like, think about that in your own world and your own home and in your own scaling of you and scaling of your job search and your executive presence. Like, where do you need help? Where do you need more information?
They didn't make it to where they are on their own. Who has made it to a director, VP, or an executive level without ever getting help? Right?
Yeah.
Wild.
If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, it's at the Christina Madden. And I was talking about this last night, like, and especially like if you find somebody who has the skill set that you want or has the solution to the problem that you have, and they have an offer to help you, hire that person. It's the new way of living. It's the new way of being. And I think it's kind of a generational thing too, Tim. Like, you know, if you think about like our dads, for example, okay. Like if I were to say, go and find a consultant and hire them to do help you do X, Y, Z, it seems we just had a young kid on our, what was that? If you were on our recent event, what was his name? The landscaping kid. Anyways, his father is very successful in real estate and just thought it was insane that this kid hired a business mentor from the internet, like, if, you know, or getting help. Mm-hmm. But guys, these interviews, if one thing goes wrong, you're bombing it. Like there's a lot of money on the line. Let's just talk about that. There's a lot of money on the line. Your family's future and success is on the line. So take a look at your skill set and let go of your ego a little bit. Oh man, I talked to so many people. They're like, the interview went great. I get interviews. I know how to interview. It went great. It's going great. Everything's great. You know? It's like, okay,
like what I don't get with that one guy we were talking to yesterday, right? If it's so great, then why have you been unemployed for 7 months? And you're saying you went on all these interviews. Let me just clue everyone in. If you are going on interviews and you are not getting offers, okay, it is something that you are doing or not doing, period, end of story. And unfortunately, we weren't able to help that individual because he said, oh, you know, I have another interview with the CEO in 2 days. Are you prepared for it? Yeah, I'm going to do okay. He's already went through 10 different loops with 10 different companies that have led to nothing. And now he's going to roll the dice again. I don't know about you. If I'm 0 for 10, okay, what does a professional coaching organization do? If you are the coach of the Cleveland Browns, shit, if you go 3 for 5, you're probably getting fired. 0 for 10? That's irresponsible if someone is 0 for 10 and they try one more time, you know, without getting some help.
Yeah. And he might be listening now. He's our newest fan, but you guys can listen to us, love what we do, find this all interesting, be our biggest fan, follower, buy the book, show up to the podcast. We love you for that. But if you just continue watching from the sidelines and not actually get some help, guys, I can't help you from the other side, but you know, he might be listening and he had already said, you know, I'm so insecure. I can't do this alone. I mean, he's like, he knows this, but still it's such a foreign concept to get a mentor, get help, let alone paid mentorship and investing in yourself.
For most people, it's a foreign concept. It's not a foreign concept for elite performers. Look at a football team. Do you think the head coach does everything? The head coach does not. Who does the head coach have? Everyone, if you're listening in, they have a defensive coordinator, a defensive line coach, an O-line coach, a safety teams coach, right? A running coach, a strength coach. Man, there's so many freaking coaches that a football team needs. Mindset coaches. Who else do they have? They have physical therapy. It's like, man, that's a professional sports organization. Why don't you treat your career as you are an elite athlete? Some of you are. You're making good money. You're already in the top 10%. You're making 200K or more, right? You're doing well. Why wouldn't you want elite people to help you get to the next level? Unless you don't want to get to the next level, right?
Would you agree that, hi everybody tuning in on Instagram. Would you agree that, okay, so I also think this is an ego thing for people. I'm not even talking about like, guys, if you know, you have to admit where your weaknesses are. You have to really start to let down your guard and want to get better. That almost made me like tear up, because it's the hard-headedness, right, that sometimes stops people from getting help also. We're turning this into a getting help conversation, and it's not just
It's because you are your own. You are what's standing in your way. That's why a lot of people think, oh, it's my resume. Oh, it's the job market. It ain't no one but you.
Mm-hmm.
People are winning. Why? We share that every single week. Two people just got jobs like super quick. Another person got a job super quick. We had multiple offers come in, and it's not something mysterious. It's just they have a plan. It's kind of like being just severely overweight for years and years and years without taking action. You think it's not even possible for you until you actually start doing the thing, right? And there's many reasons. It could be ego. It could not be ego. Maybe people are just scared, right?
But that ego creates a lot of that fear. Really. Do you want to talk about mindset tips as it relates to the interview? Or do we want to continue on getting help? Because now
you are your own biggest obstacle. We could absolutely talk about your mindset going into the interview, because here's the thing. You could know how to say all the things. You could have a good pitch. You could know how to handle objections. You could lock down next steps, know how to talk about money, know how to do storytelling and all of these things. But knowing how to do it, right, being in that right mindset is super important. I'll share one thing, Christina, and then you can take over. I was just with a client of ours, Karuna, yesterday, having some coffee. Now, since we live by a metropolitan city and not in the middle of nowhere, right, we live by more of our clients, because our clients are all over the nation, right? And the world, yeah. 5% of our clients are international. But I watched this for anyone. There's a guy named Leon Edwards, of course. He's a UFC guy. He's fighting for the UFC championship. He's in the best shape of his life. You know he's trained. He's been kickboxing and fighting for 20 years. He lost the first two rounds, and he was in the final round. And I showed Karuna that the mindset, this isn't just, mindset doesn't affect, it doesn't have any bias. It doesn't affect just the everyday people that haven't done a lot of development in themselves. Guys, mindset affects the highest levels of champions. And here's what happened. For two rounds, this guy got the crap kicked out of him. He sits down. His coach is just yelling at him. You've trained your whole life for this. You've trained your whole life. And there's a moment when his coach is yelling at him. He puts his head down. Okay. He goes like this. He just puts his head down. And his coach, here's what he said. There's always that one thing that just freaking fires you up. And his coach just yells at him and says, pick your damn head up. Quit feeling effing sorry for yourself. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, after he said that, I'm getting chills now. It's like a jolt of damn energy just went like boom into his body. He went out there in that first round within 10 seconds, got him with the head kick and just knocked the guy out. You know, so if you don't believe that mindset and words impact your ability to perform at any level, you are sadly mistaken, because this guy, what? He doesn't know how to fight. He's not a world champion. He absolutely is. What was holding him back? Something up here. And until that coach literally said, you know, he's saying so many things to him, but what connected? And you can see that video. It's so freaking powerful. He says, quit feeling effing sorry for yourself. And at that moment, I know I'm repeating myself, but something just clicked in his head. It's like, boom. And you could just tell he was just a different freaking person. And that's how it's got to be on these interviews. Has to be. People are going in there scared. I hope they like me. This has nothing about liking anything. This is about, can you solve their freaking problems? Right? Are you showing up as a confident leader? Imagine showing up to an interview not confident, trying to make 300K and be in charge of 200 people. It's freaking crazy. Sorry, I went off on a long tangent there.
You know? I'm used to it. But it reminds me of when I was watching Lion King last night with Riker, and this was in Simba. It was actually Lion King 3. So Simba's an adult now. He's the dad, right? Mm-hmm. And he has the daughter. I think her name is Nala, I don't know, but the daughter, she's just a little girl, and she's like, well, what if I'm not meant to be queen? And he goes, well, you don't really have a choice. It's in your blood. And then she was just like, oh, you know, and it just reminds me of like, it's already in you, right? It's already said, like, you all have legacy, but do you believe it? You know, but to go into what Tim was talking about, this is not about them liking you. And a lot of people think, and this is where the ego comes in, like, you want to go and you want to impress these people, right? So this is one frame that you can take with you right now, write it down, steal it from me, which is, I'm trying to impress. That's your thought. I'm trying to impress. I know we all do it. We've always done it. We grew up wanting to impress people, make everybody happy. But really, the reframe is, I'm here to explore if this role, culture and leadership team, are aligned with how I operate best and what problems I solve. Mm-hmm. So it's not this like, and that goes back to the conversation with the gentleman yesterday. How often do you hear this one, Tim? They just think I'm arrogant. They're intimidated by me. How much do you hear that? Or like, I just want to, you know, like.
Why would a company, I hear that all the time. Why would a company be intimidated by you? I hope every person I interview, I'm intimidated by, because I was hire them. Okay. Because we want to grow, right? So why would you not want to hire extremely confident people? Like, hopefully I run across those people. From that frame of mind, that's so wild. It's like, they're not going to hire you because you're too qualified. You're too confident. You've brought too many results. That's crazy.
But that is just a red flag for me, that you're bringing ego into it. You're not in your truest authentic self. You're not in your truest identity. Again, some of the anchors and reframe that you can take is, instead of, I'm going to intimidate them and I'm this and I'm that and whatever. And whatever you're putting the judgment on is, I lead with clarity. I make hard things simple. I don't need to prove. I need to connect. I need to solve problems. And so that brings in a more stable identity and a more stable objective for you in the conversation. So your words flow more naturally and powerfully, instead of coming in with this energy of like, you think this is some sort of, I don't know, interrogation, right? An interview should not feel like an interrogation. If so, you gotta grow. You gotta have some growth. Because this is not an interrogation. It's definitely a collaboration. And again, this is where you get to meet abundance and be yourself. You know, people have a hard time being themselves in these situations. Maybe you don't like yourself anymore. I don't know. But authenticity, it's such a buzzword in corporate, right? But it's like, if you have to be your most authentic self and be able to clearly communicate who you are and feel grounded in that. So this feels good for both parties.
I think too, people are scared. Like, I get this all the time. People are like, what if they ask me a question that I don't know? Why are you even thinking that? Like, you've been in sales or marketing for 25 years. I always joke with people and say, what could they possibly ask you, which you haven't dealt with like a million times? But the problem is, people don't understand this about themselves and about the mind, which is, the more you worry about things, mm-hmm. right, the more that clouds your mind, if you will, the less sharp you are, right? That's just a fact. Christina, that was a great reframe. I couldn't write down fast enough to catch everything on paper. Please reframe that in the chat.
Reframe it in the chat. I don't think I can type in the chat, but I can say it again for you. I mean, listen, so you always want to be reframing your thoughts. So we're looking for a couple of things. You are not trying to impress. You want to flip that to, I'm here to explore if this role, culture, and leadership are aligned with how I operate best and the problems that I solve. And that subtle mental shift moves you from performing into partnering, right? Like, and instantly just reducing pressure. This takes the pressure out of it. Because again, like, if you're, I always talk about like this inner child work, like the thing Tim just said, what if they ask me a question I don't know? Well, to me, that sounds like a fourth grader who's scared to get called out by the teacher and go blank and be embarrassed. It's like a whole thing, you know. It really is this thing where we're wanting to perform and impress, and it takes you out of partnership. And again, like Tim said, they're not going to ask you anything you don't know. And if it's something you don't know, hey, let's talk about it. You know, it's just like, it's communication 101, but because of all this fear of judgment, impressing, and all those things are so tied into it, the emotional charge goes up, your nervous system goes into fight or flight, and you go blank in your head and you're full fear mode. You might as well be in the middle of a jungle with lions and tigers and bears. Like, that's what it's going to feel like. And you know, you're not going to be able to do great. The other one is identity first, answers second. So if you wanted to take some quick notes, I'll repeat it again. Okay, good, Jim. I lead with clarity. I make hard things simple. This is things you want to be saying to yourself as you prep. I don't need to prove. I need to connect. Connection means what? You're going to build rapport. You're going to ask difficult questions. You're going to ask clarifying questions to get deeper into their pain points that you solve. And remember, this is also, you want to be in high quality interview situations for these kind of things. I'm not talking about recruiters and HR, F that, right? I'm sorry, guys. what I'm talking about, this situation that I want you to be ready for, is with the people that can hire you. What I'm talking about calms the nervous system. If you cannot regulate and calm the nervous system, of course, you're going to be all in your head. You're going to be having this like out of body experience in the interview. You guys know what I'm talking about. Brain shuts off. They're talking. Things are going blurry. You can't even hear your heart. You're having heart palpitations. The walls are closing in. It's just regulation. It doesn't mean you're wrong. It doesn't mean you're dumb. It doesn't mean you're not good enough. It doesn't mean they don't like you. It just means you're struggling to regulate. You don't have good reframes and you don't have a strategy. I guarantee you, if you are in the middle of that boxing ring, I think that's what Tim just talked about, it's because you don't have a strategy. So the coach yelling at the guy, get up. Why would you be doing this? Put your head up, shoulders back, get out there. You got this. Okay, that's all great. But when he goes back in, guess what? He had also done the training. And he has a strategy. He knows the right jab and the left jab. And he knows how to, in this situation, handle objections and curveballs and uncomfortable things that happen. So again, this is all kind of full circle back to what we're here for, which is why don't you have the trainer and have the person to help you with your right hook. Am I saying this all right? My
boss? Yeah, well, you know, as we wrap up, you know, because we got a few minutes before the team meeting, I'd like to maybe talk about one more of these things because I had a list of things that we didn't even get to.
Slow down in this when you're nervous. I'm sorry. I don't want to forget to say this. Slow your roll when that happens. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So you are your own biggest obstacle. Here's why most people, right, don't get the results. Are you ready? They're overthinking every single decision instead of taking action. They don't have clarity on their target roles, their industry, their messaging. Their outdated branding is weak. It don't even say how they've been successful. They're inconsistent in their approach. Well, why are they inconsistent? Because they don't have a plan. We talked about the negative self-talk, right? I'm not good enough. I'm too old. I'm overqualified, right? They're not posting on LinkedIn. They're not being visible. They're doing it the same way they did 20 years ago, which they know doesn't work. They're letting comfort get the best of them. They're blaming the market and they're not treating the search like a strategic strategy. Don't do that. I know it's easier said than done, right? But you are your own biggest obstacle. If you don't know what you're doing in any aspect of your life, get help. If you're, you know, if it's finances, if it's retirement, if it's health, wealth, relationships, what am I missing, Christina? If it's your job search, if you're a sales leader and you're having problems scaling, bring in a consultancy, do something. Don't stay stuck.
Mm-hmm. If all of that resonated with you, you can go over to Amazon and pick up a copy of my book, The Fearless Executive, because it literally breaks down how your thoughts impact your emotions, send you into orbit, and then that impacts your actions in the executive job search. So be sure to check that out. It's over here hanging with my man, Ozzy Osbourne, on my little table here. Go get a copy of the book. It's like $5, and it'll solve some of your biggest mindset problems. And then book a call with the team, execupgrades.com/podcast. Book a call with the team. Let them know, hey, Christina kicked my butt today on the podcast. I need some mindset help. I want to land my next role. I've got some interviews coming up. Because guess what? Just because you have the interviews coming up doesn't mean you don't need the help. Great job getting them. Now, how's it going to convert to an offer? And then when it does, how are you going to negotiate the offer to actually get paid what you deserve? You ready? Are you ready to ask for 30 to 40% more than what it came in at? Ask yourself that. I don't know. Are you? So what's up, Tim? What's our next event?
Startmycomeback.com is what we're doing.
Career
we're actually doing two things. That is for people that are currently not in our ecosystem. So if you've been on this podcast that's watching 64 countries every single day, hey, and you are not in the ECU community, if you are not in one of our amazing career programs, go on over to startmycomeback.com. We're holding an event next week for ECU. For the individuals of ECU that are tuning in, me and Christina have something special for you coming up, but we need to finalize the details. As soon as we do, we will let you know. It will be around Black Friday. Me and Christina are still talking about a couple things.
And that'll be me and Tim going, get your head up. Get back in the ring. What are you doing?
Exactly. All right. This wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. We are Tim and Christina Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, do us a favor. It has been on our vision board for 3-4 years now to be a top 100 career podcast. And only you can make that possible by sharing this with a friend, right? Someone who needs to hear it, or by giving us a 5-star review over on Spotify or Apple. We really appreciate it. Until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody.